Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Budget talks in Sacramento will break briefly this morning for the governor's annual State of the State address. In past years, he's promised to blow up the boxes and reorganize government, use bond money to upgrade roads, schools, and hospitals, reform health insurance, and set up a rainy day fund. Today, he's expected to call for streamlining the environmental regulations that govern public works projects. That doesn't sit right with Assembly Speaker Karen Bass.
There is no need to gut environmental laws and risk public health and safety to get any of these projects going.
Bass and other Democratic leaders announced their own plan to jumpstart the California economy yesterday, but acknowledged it's contingent on solving the state's $40 billion deficit. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office has confirmed California could suffer a cash crunch next month unless lawmakers and the governor move now to raise revenues and cut spending. President-elect Barack Obama has proposed investing billions of dollars in education and creating hundreds of thousands of new teaching jobs. The money couldn't come at a better time for California's cash-strapped schools. Districts have already started warning thousands of teachers they could be out of a job next fall. Catherine Barron reports as part of our series on the presidential transition.
Who can tell me what spelling pattern we're looking at?
Marty Wakefield came to teaching as a second career. Now she's wondering if the state's economic crisis will force her into looking for a third career.
I just enjoy what I do. So to me, it was a good choice to make. But as far as what the economy is doing for teachers right now, no, it's not. It's iffy.
Wakefield teaches second grade at Folks Ranch Elementary School in Elk Grove, a sprawling community of pleasant single-family homes some 15 miles southeast of Sacramento. She's expecting to get a layoff notice in a few months, her second in as many years.
Basically, I'm still at the bottom of the totem pole. I'm, 3 years at new, and it's a wait and see as it was last year.
She's not the only one wondering about her future. Folks Ranch principal Mary Beth Kropp says practically no one is immune from the cuts this year.
We have this anxiety, who's going to be, who's not. I have 50 teachers that work at this site, and everybody's worried.
Folks Ranch has been recognized for its academic achievement by the federal and state governments, but Kropp says it's become harder to maintain that quality. She's optimistic that the president-elect's stimulus plan will keep schools like Folks Ranch from backsliding.
The most immediate need would be for me to take the pressure off us losing any teachers, that class size reduction is protected, and then I need money to support staff development.
Those are all key parts of President-elect Obama's education plan. It would pump $6 billion into state education budgets to recruit, retain, and reward teachers. Much of the plan was written by Stanford education professor Linda Darling Hammond, first as an education advisor to the Obama campaign and now as chair of the president-elect's education policy transition team.
So I think we have the possibility now of the kind of leadership that will allow us to do what every other high-achieving country in the world has already done, which is to put resources where they're really going to matter, to make the investments in being sure that every kid is getting that high quality of teaching every day.
California's State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jack O'Connell, says that's critical. It's already hard enough to convince college students to go into teaching, and a massive round of layoffs will discourage even more young people from going into the profession. He's seen it before.
We know by looking at past data, every time we have record number of layoff notices for the next couple of years in our teacher preparation institutions, CSU, UC, our independent colleges, we see a precipitous drop in the number of prospective teachers enrolled in those programs.
20,000 layoff notices went out to teachers during California's last budget crisis in 2003. Although most were rescinded, The number of students enrolled in credential programs dropped by 10,000 in the following 2 years and is still slipping. The only way to reverse that trend, says Stanford's Darling Hammond, is through major investments in education. President-elect Obama wants to provide scholarships to new teachers to work in poor inner-city schools, a key to addressing the achievement gap that plagues California's schools with their diverse student population. He also wants to put more money into leadership training and mentoring to keep young teachers in the profession. And he's proposing financial incentives to recruit more math and science teachers, who are in short supply in the state.
That hasn't been done on a scale in this country since the 1960s, when we had, after Sputnik, a big emphasis on recruiting and bringing people into teaching. There was quite a lot of investment in those days, and we had big shortages at that time, which were completely resolved by the late 1970s.
State Superintendent Jack O'Connell says he sees a better working relationship with the incoming administration to make real education reform a priority again. He's already been asked to submit requests and recommendations to the new education team.
We are really pinning great hope and expectation on federal help under President-elect Obama.
Boosting the stature of the teaching profession is a key focus of the President-elect's package. And there's much more. He wants to double the investment in charter schools, expand preschool, and fix what he calls the broken promises of the No Child Left Behind law. California's education leaders say they don't know how much of this ambitious plan will win approval from Congress. But what is clear is they have a receptive ear in the Oval Office. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Barron.
You can watch an interview with Obama Education Advisor Linda Darling Hammond at californiareport.org. You'll also find more of our series on the transition to the Obama presidency. Tomorrow, we take a look at energy policy. That's the California Report for Thursday, January 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company founded in California more than 125 years ago, helping fuel California's way of life. More information is available at chevron.com. The California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. And Charitable Auto Resources, supporting nonprofits in California and nationwide through vehicle donations at www.donationprogram.info.